There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get some more insights on one of our top stories this morning. A new website has been launched to help UAE companies sell their products and services at a discount during these very difficult times during the corona outbreak. StandTogether.ae is a free listing service for companies selling everything from food to financial advice. It's an initiative that's come out of the organisation VirtuZone, and we're delighted to say that joining us now on the line is the chairman of VirtuZone, Neil Petch. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Richard. You described it wonderfully.
So tell us briefly in your own words what it is you're doing, but more importantly, why you're doing it.
Well, unusually, I'm not going to boast, Richard. It's a really simple thing. It's not fancy. It's what we thought we could do to help our community. We put it together literally in a week. We're being helped by Merkur and Isobar, part of the Dentsu Aegis network. And as you say, it's a classified listing website where any UAE-registered company can promote its offers free of charge, not the cut of sales or management fee or delivery fee that you're used to. And the idea behind it is quite simply, we have a responsibility to help our network of struggling companies. We live or die by their success, and we've got to help them get out there and generate some revenue.
So I'm looking on standtogether.ae now. It's early days, but you've got 24 adverts for apparel or clothing companies. I'm looking at app development as well, so business-to-business services, people offering discounted app development services. If you've got a bit of downtime, time to start working on things like that. There's food and beverage, there's furniture as well. So some of it is business-to-business, some of it is business-to-consumer, Neil. Where's been, so far, the greatest take-up?
Well, firstly, we're launching it officially today. The soft launch was yesterday, so early days to be able to say that. But, you know, we're really, what I would stress is it's completely agnostic in terms of the areas that we offer. And the same thing, I'd call out to my competitors, you know, at the moment, we're fighting a war. We're fighting a war for survival, and it's not the time to be competing. We've got to try and help each other. So any sector, Richard, we're open for it. And what we're trying to do, I think we've got, you know, there's a quick win here and a long-term win. The quick win for companies that register on this is immediate business. We're trying to help them generate revenue so that they can reduce their layoffs. If you can show your staff as a business owner that there's leads there, they're going to be motivated. They're going to try harder. We all know that working from home is difficult. This is a way to give them belief. Long term, things are going to be disrupted. And what we want to show is this is a way that you can get leads free of charge. It's a way you can build your database and you can use that data mining. And we're also trying to help the strength of the community. So there are, you know, one company can pass leads to another. So that's what we're trying to achieve.
So in terms of the VirtuZone family, I know you've helped set up about 17,000 or so companies in the decade or so that you've been going. Roughly how many companies do you have on the VirtuZone platform at the moment, and to what extent are they going to be using this service?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually processed, about 40,000 companies over the time. We are sending out emails to the entire network, so there's an active database of over 10,000 there. But I stress this is available for everyone. You know, we hope that this becomes much stronger than the very simple thing it is at the moment. We're not claiming it's massive, but I think the important thing is we're a bridging point. Listen, there have been some brilliant government initiatives come out. You are going to see bank loans. You are going to see mortgage and credit card holidays. Your radio show talks about that a lot. But let's face it, small companies don't have the relationship managers at some of the, you know, at the banks and the telecoms and so on that larger companies do. So they find themselves sometimes speaking to a call center, speaking to a bit of a black hole. We need to get revenue starting to come through straight away. Cash management, that's what it's all about. Get the cash. You know, I mean, and our company ourselves, we're facing a struggle. So we, you know, we've got to try and do what we can. And from my side anyway, the important thing is cash flow management. Keep your staff busy. Be prepared sometimes to sell at a loss. So we really encourage people on this. Make the offer sensational so that the consumer benefits as well.
In terms of business-to-business services, and so far there's quite a lot of business-to-business services, I mentioned app development, there are people offering things like search engine optimization. Can you as a business owner afford to be investing in these things at this time? Neil, you're a well-established business. In some senses, it's a good opportunity with downtime to look at things, you know, back office things like marketing services. But is the budget there to pay for them, even at a discounted rate at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. You mentioned Google and so on. Look, there are less leads out there for the whole market to compete for at the moment. So, arguably, keep your powder dry. But on the other hand, it is a fight for survival. We are desperately trying to keep our staff employed and busy. We have a plan to do that. And part of that involves us being more efficient with our processes. So using technology so that customers can actually interact with us both safely and immediately. So we've had quite a bit of success there. And some of those things, yes, do involve investing in technology to allow you to do it. So, it's don't charge in all over the place, I would say. A key thing here is focus and spot a couple of areas that you can improve. And there's always opportunity. I'm talking to you from the Palm at the moment. There are going to be some villas here for sale over the next 6 months. That's sensational, dude. It's like buying shares. I was just listening to your show just before,
Neil, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. I am very keen to get your stock tips and your villa on the Palm buying tips. We'll talk to you again soon. That's Neil Petch, chairman of Virtue Zone, on the launch of standtogether.ae.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.